We continue with our reading from Luke chapter 12, verses 8 through 12. And I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man also will acknowledge before the angels of God. But the one who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And when they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not be anxious about how you should defend yourself or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. I've always read this passage from the perspective that those that would be put on trial, those that would be questioned would be on trial or would be questioned unjustly, that they would be accused in an unfair manner, and that the fear was that they would not be able to talk their way out of judgment or out of an unfair sentence. But the more that I read this and spent time with it, it became clear to me that what was expected of the early disciples, what Jesus expected of them, was that they would embrace martyrdom. Jesus does not promise them that the Holy Spirit would make them clever to speak and in such a way that they would be acquitted from the accusations. Rather, the Holy Spirit would help them testify and present an uncorrupted faith in the face of a powerful opposition. He didn't expect them to be looking for earthly deliverance. Rather, he wanted them to pursue and go after an eternal deliverance. The Holy Spirit would help them proclaim the truth boldly, purely, and that in itself would be their reward. This would earn them their crown in heaven. And in my work as a campus minister, I often think about how I might need to be clever in speaking to a student to win them over to the gospel, or help them see a truth more clearly, or a negative motivation might be, can I be clever in such a way to escape ridicule or mockery because I hold to some ancient doctrine which is completely different from what the modern society holds to be true. But what I find in this passage is that it's clear that Jesus is telling disciples, do not capitulate in the face of any opposition. Rather, acknowledge by the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus is Lord, that I am Lord, and that He will acknowledge us before His Father as a result. So, once again, passages lines up a lot with what we heard yesterday. To not be afraid, do not be fearful of the truth spoken boldly. Rather, embrace the truth, embrace the life that God has given us, and not be afraid to proclaim that in all and every situation, because it is through that we gain our acceptance and our acknowledgement from our Christ before the Father. Amen.